Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And this afternoon we have some music from bassist Jay Leonard, vibist Bobby Hutcherson, Canadian guitarist Greg Lowe, Chris Potter, Luc Hamel, and a whole lot more. But we're going to start off with Canada's own Jane Bonnette from her album Ritmo Plus Soul. This is a new one. It's Jane Bonnette and the Spirits of Havana. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Journey Back.
some morning. Gonna lay down my burden some morning. Gonna leave this world some morning. Gonna journey away to God. Gonna journey away to God. Gonna journey away to
That was quite an interesting number from Jane Bonnet, taken from her latest album entitled Jane Bonnet and the Spirit of Havana, Ritmo Plus Soul. And in case you were wondering, that was Dean Bowman on lead vocals. And we also had Larry Kramer with some great trumpet work and also some percussion from Pancho Quinto and Lucima on congas. Hilario Duran was on piano as well. We're going to continue now with some music from trumpet player Rick Braun, and it looks like we're about to be dumped on outside, major rainstorm hovering over us. But Rick Braun from his album entitled Beat Street, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Ian's Blues.
Thank you.
From 1972, that was Ellis Larkins on piano and Ruby Braff on cornet. A beautiful, loving version of Love Walked In, and that's taken from their album The Grand Reunion. And it was recorded October 14th, 1972 in New York City. And before that, we heard a real upbeat recording from Rick Braun from his album Beat Street and a composition entitled Ian's Blues. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. This is music now from early Shirley Horn, from 1965 to be precise. We have Marshall Hawkins on bass, Bernard Sweeney on drums, Joe Newman on trumpet, Frank West on flute and alto sax, Jerome Richardson on flute as well, and Johnny Pate did the arrangements on most of this recording. So we're going to listen to a composition entitled I Could Have Told You, and then we're going to follow that up with some Jay Leonhardt from his album Great Duets, and a composition, in fact a staple in the world of jazz, My Romance.
I could have told you she'd hurt you, she'd love you a while, then desert you. If only you'd asked, I could have told you so. I could have saved you some crying. I could have told you she's lying. But you are in love, and didn't want to know. I see her now, as I turn and toss and try to sleep. I see her now, making promises she'll never keep, and soon it's over. Someone new to have fun with. Through all of my tears, I could have told you so. But you were in love.
didn't want to know.
Thank you.
That was bassist Jay Leonhardt out of New York, and a composition written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart entitled My Romance. On piano was Mike Ladone, and that's taken from Jay's album entitled Great Duets. It's on the Chiaroscuro label, thanks to Hank O'Neill, again based out of New York, and that was recorded 1996 aboard the SS Norway in various parts of the Caribbean. As many of Hank O'Neill's live recordings are indeed, he takes off in the fall and goes on these excursions with some musicians and then makes some really good recordings out of them. Before that, we heard Shirley Horn from 1965 with I Could Have Told You, and that's taken from an album entitled Travelin' Light. Well, here we are now with Bobby Hutcherson from 1968, and this is a great recording featuring James Spalding on alto sax and flute, Stanley Cowell on piano, Reggie Workman's on bass, and Joe Chambers is on drums. And we're going to listen to a composition. This one was written by Joe Chambers, and it's entitled Arena. And then after that, we're going to listen to some music from guitarist Greg Lowe from his self-titled album. And we're going to listen to Nothing Left to Say. So let's start off with Arena from Bobby Hutcherson. Thank you.
Thank you.
from a recording on the Jazz Inspiration label. That was guitarist Greg Lowe and a composition entitled Nothing Left to Say, and that's from his self-titled debut recording for this label. And it features, actually we heard Earl Seymour and Wally Larson on sax, Marilyn Lerner and Brent Barkman on keyboards. And Marilyn was here in town at the Ottawa Jazz Festival a few years ago, put on a great show. John Irvin on bass, Adrian Peake on drums, and several other musicians round out this CD. And before that, we heard some music from Bobby Hutcherson from 1968, a composition written by drummer Joe Chambers entitled Irina, and that is from Bobby's Blue Note recording entitled Patterns. Right now, we're going to listen to some Chris Potter. And Chris Potter was in town playing with the great Dave Holland on bass, and unfortunately I missed that concert, but I heard it was a pivotal event, and Dave Holland, certainly one of my favorite musicians of all time. But we're going to listen this time to Chris Potter's quartet. This is for the Concord Jazz label that he recorded this, and he has an interesting guitarist, Kurt Rosenwinkel, and I think Kurt was in town with Chris the last time they were here as a band during the Jazz Festival. Scott Coley's on bass, Billy Drummond is on drums, and on some of the tracks, Joe Lovano is featured on tenor sax. But right now, we're going to listen to a composition, and this one is entitled This Will Be, and this is Chris Potter on CHUO-FM. The show is In Transition. Thank you.
Info. Texte de Douglas Bogson, traduction de Paul Attreille et Benoît Osborne est présenté par le Théâtre du Trillium. Du 9 au 20 mai 2000 à 20h à la Nouvelle Scène, 333 avenue King Edward à Ottawa. Pour mise en scène par Sylvie Dufour, une performance solo de Paul Latreille dans le rôle de Edgar Allan Poe et plusieurs autres personnages. Edgar Allan Poe est le maître de la littérature fantastique et policière. Réservez dès maintenant en composant le 241-2727. Le 241-2727.
Deutsches aus Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsches aus Ottawa.
Well, we just heard some great music from Luc Hamel from his album Luc Hamel's Jazz Quartet, and a composition written by Luc entitled Chick Swing. And before that, Chris Potter from his album The Chris Potter Quartet, and a composition entitled This Will Be. My name is Randy McElligott, and of course you're listening to Jazz here on CHUO-FM each and every Sunday between 1 and 3 p.m., show is entitled In Transition. And we're going to continue now with some music from Del Daco from his album Vindaloo. And Del Daco is a sax player, Canadian, who has released an album. And again, it's called Vindaloo. And we're going to listen to his version of Poinciana. We're going to follow that up with Chick Corea from his album Paint That World, and a composition entitled The Ant and the Elephant. And then we'll move into some Alex Dean with a great composition from McCoy Tyner entitled Blues for Gwen, and that's from Alex's album Both Feet. We'll start off with Del Daco from his album Vindaloo with Poinciana. Thank you. That was music from Chick Corea from his album Paint the World, and a composition entitled The Ant and the Elephant. And before that, we heard some music from Del Daco from his album Vindaloo and his version of Poinciana. We're going to continue now with some music from Alex Dean, sax player. I believe he's based out of Ontario. We've got Mike Malone on trumpet, Mark Eisenman on piano, Kieran Overs on bass, and Joseph Benza is on drums. This is a recording entitled Both Feet, released on the Unity label, and we're going to listen to a composition of the great McCoy Tyner. This one's entitled Blues for Gwen. And after that, we're going to join Terry Gibbs and his quartet live aboard the SS Norway somewhere in the Caribbean in 1994. And he's going to do the great composition, Moonray. It's been a while since I've heard that. So we'll listen to that. And if we have time, we'll listen to some Kevin Mahogany with I'm Walkin'.
talking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping you'll come back to me. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? You're gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I'll even die. Yes, I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping you'll come back to me. Yes, you'll come back to me. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping you'll come back to me. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? You're gonna sit right down and cry. What you gonna do when I say bye-bye? All you gonna do is dry your eyes. Yes, I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you'll come back. You'll come back to me. Yes, indeed, I'm a walking. I'm a walking and walking and walking and walking. on out the front door, baby. You know I'm coming, I'm looking for you. I know you out there somewhere, baby. Got my car, got the house keys. I know I came home from work and the house was empty. Took my dog, took the cat, even took the little dust bunnies that used to lay under the bed. But I'm walking, 'cause I know we gonna get back together someday soon. 'Cause you gonna come back to me. You see, I'm waiting for your company. I'm as lonely as can be. You'll come back to me. You'll come back to me. You'll come back.
Well, that was music from with the great up-and-coming young vocalist Kevin Mahogany, and a composition entitled I'm Walkin', and he was smoking and sassy as usual on that last number, and that's taken from his self-titled album entitled simply Kevin Mahogany. If you happen to hear hum in the background, we are having problems with one of the equipment pieces in the studio here, so we're definitely trying to deal with that. Before that, we heard Terry Gibbs with Moonray from his album Play That Song. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to listen now to some music from P.J. Perry and the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, and this is a composition entitled Hand in Hand. Joe Henderson from his album Big Band, composition entitled Serenity, and before that, Step Lightly. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, Mr. Oswin Lowe with news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.